Holly! And I leaped forward to help him, to get him back and get him away from the commandos I knew damn well would be coming up the hill from those ridges through the smoke. More grenades and blaze bombs, and then blazers, and then hand-to-hand with that... damn, with the ones wearing armor. Holly! I screamed again and tried to get through the smoke and the blast that wouldn't stop coming, wouldn't stop shaking me and throwing me about. The chunks of wall were rolling through now, from the gash and the inside of the wall and from the ceiling, falling and smacking horribly close by. Holly! Then there he was beside me, the blood streaming, and he lifted his head and gave me sort of a half-smile that he was all right, but he damn well wasn't, and I cussed at him, or maybe at me, and then they hit us face to face. I shot one, two, four, five. The cases of grenades were there, and I grabbed and threw with such urgency and terror that I didn't bother to key them to blast, just threw them and heard them scream and saw them drop back out of sight. Then I had a second, and I used it to key the next batch of three or four. I tossed the rifle to the side and grabbed for Holly. He moaned as I lifted him off the floor, but there wasn't anything I could do about that right then. The people outside hadn't thought we were still in there, that close, and they were sure to drop back and throw much, much more. And then the blasts were there, right there, at the area almost directly in front of the gash. Soon they would be coming all the way through. I tightened my grip on Holly's shoulder, ignoring his cries, and hauled him back, stumbling, toward the next inner door. We were almost there, almost through it all the way, when two or three or a thousand seemed to hit all at once, and the blast threw us forward, punching us limply through the air and the doorway. I heard Holly scream again, knew what must be happening to him, felt the hurtling chunks rake across my back and shoulders. A small something tore across the back of my neck as I lifted up to key the door shut and sealed and safe. The blood, the scream, and the pain. The pains. The door slammed shut, locked, and sealed itself automatically. For the moment, it was over. Holly screamed as I dragged him the length of the second room to the control room. The screams were strident and searing, and they echoed off the floors and the ceiling and those beams. I ignored them and got him into the control room and up onto the hospital table and slapped a Metagrip on the worst of the spots, his broken, shattered leg, where the bone was white and stark. Then I did something to put him out. He went. Then I collapsed.